Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill here in Colorado Springs. And Stephanie, we appreciate you joining us. And it seems like it's always getting busier and busier when it comes to everything going on over at Gold Hill.
Yes, it is a very busy season for us. And we love it, though. We love staying busy.
Absolutely. And when it comes to everything going on at Gold Hill, there's, you know, the summer concert series that is up and running, and it's been a fantastic go of it so far.
Yes, we had our big kickoff last Sunday with the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb Concert, and, you know, the weather was a little bit threatening, but the show went on, and we did not get rained out. And we had a wonderful time and a wonderful turnout and two amazing bands. So it was a great way to kick off the season.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Hill Climb, you're one of our big sponsors helping out with our broadcast booth and helping the big party downtown ahead of the Hill Climb, which is Fan Fest. And that's going to be another fantastic way to really get out and enjoy everything that not only Southern Colorado has to offer, but really taking a look at really that connection to the heritage of the area with the Hill Climb.
Yeah, it's such a great tradition. And, you know, the Hill Climb, as well as the property where Gold Hill Mesa is, the Golden Cycle Mill, have such a deep and long tradition together. And some of the same founders of the Golden Cycle Mill were also the founders of the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. And so it's really nice to be able to participate. And we are so happy to be a sponsor of the Fan Fest. It's a great way to showcase our city and our heritage.
Absolutely. And we'll have Dan out there broadcasting live throughout the event. We'll have Gold Hill there with us giving out those gold coins as well. And tell me a little bit about the significance and about, you know, kind of handing out some of those gold coins.
Yeah, a little bit of a signature giveaway we've been doing for this Fan Fest now for the past few years. The gold coins, well, they're actually chocolate gold coins. So they represent, you know, the Golden Cycle Mill that operated on that property. It was so important, that mill was, to the whole economic base of Colorado Springs and our evolution back during the gold rush. And so a lot of gold was produced there. A lot of gold ore was mined up in Cripple Creek and brought down by trains to the roundhouse there at 21st Street and then carted over to the mill that was on the property of Gold Hill, and that is where they extracted the gold and turned it into gold bar and sent it into the banks in Denver. So we're just kind of celebrating our history and handing out some chocolate gold coins.
Yeah, it's a very important distinction there, and really that's just kind of the key to everything you guys do at Gold Hill is really kind of connecting that history, that heritage, kind of having that eye towards the past, but really keeping that forward thinking going, and you're continuing that. It'll be a busy summer as well with a number of events, the concert series continuing on, plus other things going on really to keep the not only the community in Gold Hill vibrant, but everyone around in the entire city.
Yes, absolutely. We always want to keep an eye toward honoring our history, and you know, we have the smokestack, and we have some good news that we're going to be embarking upon the restoration of that smokestack and preserving it as an icon to the history, not just as of the Gold Hill Mesa property, but to Colorado Springs as a whole. That mill was the top payroll in the state of Colorado for a period of time. And just with Colorado Springs celebrating a new mayor and a new administration, we're so excited about our history and continuing to make history for the city. And so we love all the history that Gold Hill Mesa represents, and we continue to celebrate throughout the summer with our concerts, the second Saturday in July and August, and then we have a concert for Music on the Mesa every Saturday in September with bands like Sofa Killers, and we just have some great acts this year.
Yeah.
So anybody can check it out on our Facebook page and get the schedule and get all the details.
And a lot of these concerts also are going to help not just the entertainment, but really enrich and give back to the community, as well as there's also a philanthropic angle to a lot of these as well.
Yeah, actually, ever since we launched the Music on the Mesa and the Art on the Mesa going on, 16 years ago, we've always tied into a bigger, broader purpose, and we've been able to have more of a social impact by having all the beverages, beverage sales, go toward 100% toward a charity. And this year it is children's literacy with a much needed, very important mission. And so they will benefit from all beverage sales and a portion of food truck sales for every concert this year.
And you mentioned as well, it's also going on with the Art on the Mesa program as well. And is that coming back for the summer months as well?
Yes, Art on the Mesa is a continuous rotation of art exhibit inside the community center. And so we welcome anybody who's there for the concert to stroll through the inside of the community center, you know, grab a drink, it benefits Children's Lit, and then stroll through and look at the art. We partner with Cottonwood Center for the Arts, and they rotate the exhibit quarterly. And we do a small coffee house concert every quarter to celebrate and recognize the new exhibit.
And what is the exhibit currently on display over at Gold Hill?
Well, it's going to be rotating out, so I really can't tell you what's coming next. So it's right in the process of rotating, and it's going to be a surprise with Cottonwood this time.
Okay, so a little surprise announcement coming up, and that's good because it's kind of helping to keep everything fresh and ongoing over at Gold Hill, and that's the same with the community as well, as it's continuing to really shift and change and really meet those kind of changing demands of the community as a whole.
Yes, absolutely. So definitely like having some things to look forward to. And so the next time we talk, I'll be able to tell you what the exhibit is. And anytime we have a special occasion, we coordinate with Cottonwood and ask them to maybe find some art that goes along with whether we're having the Derby or the Hill Climb. And through the summer month, I think it's going to have a lot to do with our local beautiful landscapes. But the next time you and I talk, I can give you an update on what that's going to be, as well as more exciting things to come at Gold Hill.
Yeah, and as we've talked about as well, it's going to be a party down at Fan Fest. You guys are going to have the chocolate gold coins, helping with our broadcast booth. And again, you kicked off the Hill Climb season just a few weeks ago with the concert series Music on the Mesa going on throughout the summer as well. And if anyone wants to get more information about all these events, everything going on, or just learn more about Gold Hill as well, what's the best way to do so, Stephanie?
The best way to find our information is goldhillmesa.com, the website, or our Facebook page, Gold Hill Mesa.
Perfect. Well, Stephanie Edwards with Gold Hill, we definitely appreciate your time. We know that there's a lot going on and a lot more behind the scenes that we'll talk about surely in the next few weeks as well. So appreciate your time joining us. And as we've talked about the Fan Fest coming up on the 23rd, and for all the information, Music on the Mesa schedules, Art Mesa on the Mesa, everything going on over at Gold Hill. Again, that website is goldhillmesa.com. Stephanie, definitely appreciate your time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.